Land of Lincoln by Andrew Ferguson. Narrated by Patrick Lawler. Copyright 2007. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Andrew Ferguson and Writers' Representatives and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. More books have been written about Abraham Lincoln than about any other American, nearly 14,000 in all, and at least half of those books begin by saying that more books have been written about Abraham Lincoln than about any other American. This book, you'll notice, is one of them. Yet its subject matter is not Lincoln directly or Lincoln exclusively. Its subject is really the country that Lincoln created, and around which, I think I can show, he still putters, appearing here and there in likely and unlikely places, obtruding, stirring things up, offering consolation, dispensing bromides and bits of wisdom, and otherwise making himself undeniable. So even though this is a Lincoln book and not a book about me, sorry to disappoint you, it might help explain some things that happen in the book later on if I explain at the outset my own association with Lincoln, which runs pretty deep. I was born in a mid-sized town in northeastern Illinois, the state that sells itself, to itself, among others, as the Land of Lincoln. Its convicts stamped the claim right there on the license plates. My father worked as a lawyer in Chicago, in a firm founded after the Civil War by Robert Todd Lincoln, the only one of Abraham Lincoln's sons to survive childhood. I grew up in a drafty old Victorian house on Lincoln Street, a mile or so from another drafty old Victorian where, legend has it, Lincoln himself had spent the night in the 18th century.